Well, so this is my tiny little shop, and it's changed a lot since when I first moved in. Like I was just saying, so we now have a glass floor, which you can't see through at the moment because no one's downstairs.
Oh, that's cool.
But there's like a piano underneath here. You won't be able to see it, but when the light goes on, you can. So yeah, I've got musicians, and I've had musicians kind of underneath me for the last 6 years, which is great.
That's nice.
And it's good. It's a very creative space downstairs, so it's nice for me to be around that. And it's just a really nice street, you know. Like, there's a couple of other maker spaces, you know, next door where the cafe is.
Yeah, yeah.
Underneath that, they make furniture, not traditional woodwork, but kind of metal welded stuff and things like that. So yeah, and we've just. Well, the big change for us here is that we've got this lathe. So 5 years ago, we used to have Owen Thomas. I trained up
Owen
Thomas.
Yeah, you had a big... I remember seeing pictures. You had an actual pole lathe, right?
Yes. So yeah, we used to have this big old bungee lathe here. But now we've got Tim, who worked with me full time. So he makes bowls two days a week at the moment, which is really cool. So
he just comes in and makes bowls.
Yeah, and that's the kind of new exciting thing. So we were going to have a pole lathe in here,
yeah.
But unfortunately, at the time, he got a heart infection. So he was told he couldn't do any exercise, like hard exercise, for 6 months.
Yeah.
So we were like, because we'd taken a while to kind of get round to it. Like, right, we're just going to get an electric lathe, and you know, Jared Dahl. With his electric lathe,
yeah,
and kind of an inspiration at the time.
Yeah, so. I've been thinking about it as well, talking about the Jared and seeing him.
It's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah,
turning's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I was just on the phone to him last night, actually, and you know, the thing that's amazing is like the different tools. They're just, you know, they're very similar, right?
Yeah,
it's a wonderful.
Just the gouge turned around.
Exactly. Yeah. But the different ways of using them, where you can kind of pivot to create curves, and how that works with a gouge as well, you know, you're kind of pivoting. But they're very different, but very similar.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing to play with.
Yeah, I started out turning a lot on machine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
And then I went over to, so that helped me a lot, just working out the angles when working with the hook tool. I mean, it's an entirely different thing, but you have how it's supposed to cut.
Yeah. Well, someday I'm hoping to organise, maybe with Jared next year, to have an event for turners with electric lathes and pole lathes, and it'll all just be about sharp edges, hooks and gouges. That'd be a wonderful thing.
It's a weird thing. It's the same in Sweden, even though I'm really the only pole lathe turner.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who have pole lathes. But it's still a divide between... The old men we talked about, they come up to me. I have a lathe at home, but it's an electric one. And they're a bit smug about it. Okay, what? I like them too. And they're a bit, what?
Yeah.
I can do both. I like both.
People are astonished, aren't they?
Yeah. It's like when I'm carving or timber framing and I say, well, I like electric tools as well. I like a bandsaw, I like a good planer, I like a good chainsaw.
Yeah.
But...
A sharp chainsaw is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
My new favourite thing is diamond wheels on the
top. Oh, I've been looking at them.
Oh, they're so nice. Look at this wide, flat area here.
And it doesn't...
It's so good, man. Oh. Yeah. I'm very, very, very pleased.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that one, I haven't got the washer on that one, man. That one's not set up, but... Yeah. Yeah, so the other big invention, which you may be horrified to see. Good grief.
Have you sawn those on a bandsaw?
Yeah. They've been split and shaved, but then sawn. And you know, I was saying about Owen, when I first had Owen here, he used to do the same thing with chainsaw logs up, he'd split them out, shave them, use a template, saw in by hand, and then split those sides off.
Yeah.
So it's not so different, really.
No, it
the
really
big
isn't.
Difference for me is coming around to the idea of a freezer. Because we used to waste so money, they would dry out.
Yeah.
I couldn't, for some whatever reason, I wasn't there to carve them. Now they can just stay in there, just take out. So these are five that I've been working on this morning before you came. So I tend to always start with a bowl first. And you can see the handle's still really fat. There's a lot of work to do around the back and tidying it up, but yeah. And this is some really nice beech.
That's really nice.
It is, isn't it? Do you guys have beech?
We have, but it doesn't look anything like that. It's just, it's nice in its own way. It's really white and creamy.
Yes, yes.
But it, I mean, of course, if you...
Ours tends not to be this color so much.
If you leave it, it'll...
Go sports.
But never this red and warm. I've never seen that in Swedish beech.
I guess ours tends to... It can be a bit pinky. But this is, I think, diseased before it was cut down. It wasn't. I mean, it wasn't that old a tree.
So, I mean, I'm not that aghast at the band. So there's some lovely pictures, videos of me out there in on people's phones. Me using my little steel electric chainsaw, a foot on it, and carving out the handle of a long spoon. Zip, zip. I have a lovely photo of a lovely apple crook that I haven't split. It's just zip zip.
Yeah.
Chainsaw. Why?
Soaring for crooks is great.
Yeah.
The amount of wood that is wasted from people splitting crooks.
There's always a bit of twist.
There is always.
Zip,
yeah.
Zip, two cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, you can make so many... I mean, if you have a big, big branch and you get your bandsaw out, you can make so many bent branch things.
And on this...
It's really beautiful.
On the little steel electric saw, I mean, the sword is so thin. So you can really work. And the tip is just like that, maybe. So that's what I use for my bowls as well. And I don't even axe out.
Really?
The circumference anymore. Yeah. Zip, 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 zip. And axe away the corners.
Yeah, nice.
And it saves so much time. I mean, it's... I like using an axe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's not the end product.
No,
that's a
no.
finished bowl.
Yes. Also, for me, what I love is, like, the... I really enjoy the combination of the two, and I wouldn't have it the other way around. I wouldn't. I would hate it if I just learned to use bandsaws. But
yes.
I still use an axe. You know, for the handle, I find that nothing works better on a thin handle than an axe because it goes with the grain. So, you know, you can tell exactly where the fibers are, which you really can't with the bandsaw. So the bandsaw increases in efficiency a huge amount, but I would still much rather do, you know, there's certain, you
yeah,
can't
but
do
also
this
it,
cut with a
no,
bandsaw.
No, 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 you could no. with some weird little plywood bit that you...
Yeah, and I still love using an axe, and I use a shaving horse, and, you know.
But to be able to use the bandsaw on a spoon, like, you still have to know how to carve a spoon.
Yes, exactly,
you have to have...
And I still would
first.
Much rather... If someone was to ask me what is the most beautiful way to make a spoon, I would say, you know, if you wander naked into a forest with an axe and knife, that would be best. But I can't do that every day, you know. I have a little spoon shop in central London, you know, so...
Yeah.
But it, I'm not turning my back.
I mean, people that say that you're betraying something. I mean, it's the end product. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, no one is going to come up and look at your spoons or my bowls and say, oh, a finished spoon. I can't buy this.
Yes.
He bandsawed the blank. Or look at my bowl with no marks from the chainsaw. I can sense this was made with a chainsaw. I can't buy this.
But there's always some compromise, right?
Yeah,
and
of course.
You know, people get carried away, and it's difficult.
But there are different levels. I mean, someone who... A lot of people out there who carve purely for joy, or purely for therapy, then it's fine. You can dawdle about all day. But
yes, totally.
Like now, me and Niklas are out selling our objects. I have to make objects. I had to turn 100... bowls.
Yes.
I couldn't stand about doing all that axe work.
Yeah.
Because it's tiring as well.
Well, and also think about in 20 years' time, what shape your body's going to be.
Yeah. I mean,
especially for someone like me who doesn't look after his body at all.
And even I do look after my body, I still feel it. I mean, if I'm stood axing an entire day.
Yeah.
And that's an entire day, Xing out like 15 blanks. That's a work day. But chainsawing 15 blanks?
Yes.
That's an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I can go straight to turning instead of... Oof.
And which bit do you enjoy the most? Because for me, it's
exactly.
carving with the knife.
Exactly.
And on the lathe, it's the peeling of the shaving.
Yes, that's what Yara and me talked about last. The what's the fun bit? What's the important bit? It's called pole lathe turning. It's turning. That's exactly. what I want to get to. I want to get to the turning as fast as possible.
Exactly.
And once in a while, I'll take a Sunday and just let the entire day be about one bowl. Just stood, axing it out, turning it, taking breaks. But any usual day, I want to turn five, yeah. at least five bowls.
Yeah, totally. Well, this is the thing. And, you know, I had that experience of living in the woods and just having my backpack.
Yeah.
So I used to just travel around with a knife, an axe, and a bent knife. I had a really big backpack, and I'd have just a crap old jack saw in the back. But the big difference for me when I moved to London is I got a Tormek, and it blew my mind. Like, I mean, I had one before, but like, I'd just been sharpening my tools like in the woods.
I had that experience recently because I didn't have my own Tormek. And Niklas always talked about your axe isn't sharp, you need to get a flat edge on it, your knives aren't really sharp. And I said, they're sharp enough. Come on, I have these water stones, they're sharp. And then I got a Tormek.
Yeah.
And I sharpened one of my knives, okay. And I just called Niklas up, okay, my knives, they weren't sharp. They were sharp, but not as sharp as can.
I love it. I have six Tormeks. I do. I've got the Japanese wheel, I've got the diamond wheels, I've got CBN wheels, and I fucking love it. I really, really love it. I mean, we use Japanese stones at my other site. I like a felt wheel as well.
Yes.
That's another great thing about that lathe. That I can just pop my felt wheel in it and...
I like an angle grinder with a flap disc. When you're out in the field doing timber framing and you hit a nail and you just... You don't want to... You can't bring out your Tormek for an axe. Then you just have an angle grinder with a flap disc. Or a file even, come on. Files are underrated, I think.
Yeah, files are good. A good file is
a good high quality file.
Yeah, my first spin carving class, I refurbished a load of axes with an angle grinder. But my arm was all shaky afterwards. Have you ever had that? Like I'd used one-handed,
yeah.
And then afterwards it was just like this.
Yeah, when I've done a load of... I use it on the hooks from when I did a big batch of pole lathe turning hooks. 16 of them. And
yes.
I stood an entire afternoon just grinding, and afterwards I was... The same when you have you used a hand sander in your own?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah, the shop looks awful at the moment, sorry. So this is just a trial run. We're trying out the space. We've got this big air filter and the dust extractor. So that once we decide how we want it, we're going to build really beautiful cabinets. And I think I'm not going to have a shaving horse. I've just bought this stock knife, you know, the big,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I think we're just going to have one bench in the window, which will be a stock knife and an axe block
yeah.
in one. So, and then this will be the kind of shopping area. We're going to have better shelves, more racks, a kind of wrapping area. Going to turn that into a cabinet and do the shop front as well. Hopefully paint it pink.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the plan. I've